This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Two elementary schools would close in Traverse City area public schools at the end of this school year, under recommendations made by the district superintendent. Paul Soma laid out his ideas to save the district money before a packed crowd last night. Those recommendations include closing Interlochen Community School and the International School at Bertha Voss in June. IPR News Radio reporter Morgan Springer was at the meeting, and she's with us now. Good morning.
Hi, David.
What was the mood at the meeting?
Well, there were over 100 people there, and the crowd was pretty engaged. They were clapping at times when they heard things they were in support of, and people were crying during other moments.
The superintendent's recommendations were to close Interlochen and Bertha Voss this year because of low enrollment and high overhead costs associated with that low enrollment. The third school with enrollment problems in all this is Old Mission Peninsula School. What were Soma's ideas for Old Mission?
Yeah, so the ideas for Old Mission are a little bit different. It's to keep that school open in the short term. And what they do while they kept Old Mission open was they'd merge it with Eastern and they'd rebuild Eastern Elementary so it could fit a higher capacity of students. Once that school was rebuilt, then they'd transition Old Mission students over to Eastern and they'd transition Old Mission students over to Eastern, and that would be expected to be a few years out.
I did a story about the International Baccalaureate program, which is an alternative curriculum at Interlochen and Bertha Voss. What's going to happen with that if these schools were to close?
So the recommendation is that they'd move the IB program or International Baccalaureate program to Traverse City Heights Elementary, and that would be a more central location where more students throughout the community would be able to access that program.
And how did the crowd react to these recommendations?
Well, overall, during the public comment period, the comments were against school closing. But I will just add that a number of different people wanted to express their gratitude to the board for the work that they're doing. And they did acknowledge that while parents are coming out in droves now, the board is working on so many different things throughout the year. There were a few different themes that arose during that public comment period. Parents had questions about how far their kids were going to have to travel should the schools close. They wanted to express frustration about low state funding and how that's affecting the district and ultimately affecting this possible closure. And they wanted to talk about the risk of losing enrollment should schools close, that being that TCAPS might not get all the students from the three schools should they close. And one parent, Sarah Krupa, she particularly highlighted that.
I'm really concerned about a mass exodus from some of these schools into either private or charter schools. I think it's a reality. I don't think it's something that parents say lightly over the kid birthday party over the weekend at Lucky Jack's. I think it is a really serious concern.
And another parent actually followed Krupa's comment and said, look, she was a parent from Old Mission. She said, look, we can provide you with those names, those parents who are going to send their kids elsewhere if you want. Now, this was a question that came up during the board's questioning period before the public comment as well. And board member Megan Crandall, she wanted to know if Superintendent Soma and his team had really looked at the numbers to see what could be the potential negative cost of closing these schools, such as losing kids and losing enrollment?
So have the simulations been done?
We have done general estimates in our minds without putting it exact on a piece of paper.
Morgan, ultimately it's the elected school board that's going to be making decisions about what to do about these schools. What can we gather about what the board might actually do based on how they reacted last night?
So last night was mostly about the board asking questions, and they're going to delve more deeply into the nitty-gritty of it in future meetings. But there were two main lines of questioning. One was to ask the TCAPS administration, how, if we closed schools, would we move forward? What would it look like for the schools that would have to absorb students? What would it look like in terms of transportation? And what would it look like in terms of the teachers that would leave the schools that would close and go to other schools? The other line of questioning had to do with, is this is shuttering schools really the best option for cutting costs, or is there another option? And they also wanted to know, what's our long-term plan and how does this fit in our long-term plan?
When can we expect the board to make a decision?
The decision is expected in early March, and the board seemed relatively committed to that. And that's because Superintendent Soma has said that the financial situation is dire, and if that is not addressed very soon, the state could become involved in the district's finances.
IPR News reporter Morgan Springer, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.